21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where Michael Bowl in Bangkok, Jamie Willett in Dubai, and Chris Carter and Dennis Grice at Concordia International School Shanghai review EdTech tools for you.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily. Chris is away today. I've got Jamie here with me, and she's going to talk all about don't look into the light. Don't look into the light unless it is a bot. And what do you mean it's a bot?
So this is a really fun, it's you can play it on a website or you can use iPads now. They've created an iPad version. Fun app, game, whatever you want to call it, that teaches kids how to code using a little robot who lights up squares as he walks along the squares.
Okay.
And so it's just basic arrow-focused coding. So like forward arrow, turn right, turn left, stop, turn on a light, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So kind of your old school coding stuff.
All right. So thank you. And today's review was an old school coding. Anything else you got?
So they've created an app that's free. There's also a free portion online called the Hour of Code Lightbot. And so it has two levels. Level one is just basic go through the puzzle with your little robot.
Okay.
And then the second level, it actually teaches them to use repeated coding phrases. So proc 1, proc 2 type coding.
Uh-huh.
It's where they have to look at the maze the robot is moving through and decide, okay, what are the moves that are going to repeat? And then they program those to be proc 1 and then they program another. And it gradually increases in the level of challenge for them to do this. It gets quite difficult. So it has a lot of critical thinking skills in it. I had my enrichment students, I have a couple of enrichment classes working through this. It took them, most of them didn't finish it, so the really critical thinking, out-of-the-box thinker ones were able to complete the whole two levels and get their little certificate at the end. It took them about 40-minute periods to move through it.
Oh.
But they were fully engaged in it the whole time, loved it, requested it when we were doing something else. So how I did this is I kind of introduced them to coding through Lightbot. And then once they had that, we moved into Hopscotch, which then has those puzzle pieces already built in. So this is a great kind of intro to the whole idea of programming something.
So I was looking at the website and you mentioned that. So you said they have they call them the junior coding puzzles, which is ages 4 through 8. And then 9 years old, 9 years and older is the programming puzzles you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. So my students are 9, so they're at the very bottom of that kind of, but they were able to do it. Some of them got frustrated, but then they were working together to try and figure it out. And at a moment where one of my students came to me and was asking me and we were trying to figure it out, and he's like, Miss Jamie, I need to go ask Mr. Jeff, who is our computer teacher here. And I was very offended that he felt like I could not figure this out.
And you're like, that Mr. Jeff is clueless. What was that kid thinking?
So but they loved it. It's a great way if you have, if you don't have that enrichment period in your class or that time for computer programming, you could absolutely just build this into an extension. So when kids are finished with work, honestly, you could build it. It builds those critical thinking skills. So math, I think this would be a great extension to math and definitely relates to problem solving and coming up with solutions for things. So.
All right, so that's one of the things I struggle with as an elementary school tech coach. I want to get coding in there more, but it's hard to find a way to sneak it in without yanking something out. So it sounds like this extension way, at least to become more of a culture of coding at the school, whether it's built into the curriculum or not.
Yeah, there's a piece in there that you can... If your school uses Common Core math standards, there's the mathematical practices. One of them is perseveres in problem solving and things like a mathematician. There are pieces of that in there. And so this is definitely, if you're trying to build into critical thinking and kind of those open responses, open-ended story problems, this is a really nice way of showing them how, you know, with you can try different methods and compare the different ways people coded their robot and see that different people have different ways to solve problems. I think this really fits into that piece. Yes, it's an extension. It's not a direct link. But for your higher level thinking kids, this is a great extension. For those ones who really get the math concepts, this pushes them to more creative thinking.
Okay. And now I'm looking at the site again. So it has iPhone, iPad, Android, a Windows version, a Mac version. So you actually can get the app for your computer and then a Kindle version. Now, I don't think I've seen any other app that had that many choices. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And so the Hour of Code, when you go to their website, they're at the top has the Ready Set Play Hour of Code. That's the free version that I was using.
Okay.
Then if you want the full version, which has a lot more to it, I think the price is $3.99 or $4, something like that.
Okay. So with the Mac version itself, for example, it said $4.99. But so it's different for the, I think it's cheaper for the iPhone.
Yeah.
Or
so,
iPad version.
But I've only used the free version, and it was a great, I mean, that was enough to kind of do that introductory piece.
Uh-huh.
If I had a full program, if I was going to have a full programming unit or a class, I would definitely want to buy the full version. But for these guys, for just kind of an extension, the Hour of Code is just fine.
Okay. So where can people find this?
So go to lightbot.com.
Cool. Shoot. Where's my stop recording? Hold on, Lindell. I'm going to find it. Where is it?
You got it.
I got to go back and find it. I can see.
There it is. Okay, well, you find it. This TechTools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.